Young at your hometown Atlantic Hy-Vee.
KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Brett Johnson. This sports update brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
In high school football last night in Class 3A District 1, the Atlantic Trojans briefly stepped out of district play for a non-district game at Denison. Atlantic won that game 40-0 on the road, and Atlantic wide receiver Sam Markham said his team emphasized finishing strong in that game.
That's what Coach Ross really emphasized this week. He told us captains at the beginning of today that we were gonna, if we won the toss, we were gonna defer because we wanted to be on defense first, and we started strong on offense every single game this season, but we haven't really, come out on defense and really started strong. So we emphasized that all week. We came out on defense, we shut them down real quick, scored, and, I think that set the tone of the game.
Also in District 1 last night, it was ADM beating Lewis Central 43-24. It was Creston knocking off Perry 32-13. Harlan beat Glenwood, final score 51-23. In Class 2A football last night, it was Red Oak beating Clarinda Academy 64-0, and Kemper Catholic beat Greene County 51-0. In Class 1A District 8 from last night, it was Nottoway Valley losing a tough one to West Central Valley 20-7. Also, St. Albert beat Tri-Center. Final score in that game was 38-27. In Class A District 7 from last night, it was Audubon winning an overtime game over Bedford 43-42. Also in District 7 last night, it was Woodward Academy getting past Guthrie Center 14-8. In Class A District 8 from last night, AHST beat West Monona 49-19. Also Griswold won in their homecoming game, beating Westwood 56-20. And it was Underwood over Riverside, final score in that game 19-14. In a big eight-man showdown last night between a couple of top five teams, it was Murray beating Adair Casey 64-26. Adair Casey head football coach Wade Anderson says Murray overall is a very good football team.
Yeah, they do. They have a lot of athletes and can do a lot of different things. And, we just didn't come out and execute very well at the beginning of the game. I had a lot of missed tackles and stupid penalties that put us in the hole. And with our offense, we never want to get behind in the games. And that's the struggle we had to fight all night tonight.
Also in eight-man football last night, a big District 7 showdown had Exira EHK hosting Lynn Ralston. Exira EHK beat Lynn Ralston 40-20 in that game, but Exira EHK actually got off to a slow start in that ball game, according to head coach Tom Peterson.
Well, you can't shoot yourself in the foot, and tonight in our first opening two drives, both of them we had. One was a fumble after about a 16-yard gain, and then we threw an interception. We just tried to force the issue a little bit too much. And, we just talked about not pushing the panic button. And our kids didn't do that. We battled right back from that. It was nice because I think we had about a 12-play scoring drive where we marched right down the field and scored to bring it back in. And then, we responded because we scored the next 28 points. We have to do that on a consistent basis, just making sure we don't come out flat. We were a little lethargic at the very beginning of the game. So it's just making sure that we're focused at all times. And like I said, the kids battled. This was an extremely physical football game tonight. Lots and lots of hitting going on. So we got some banged-up kids, and hopefully we can get them back here in a week or so.
Also in eight-man football last night in District 8, it was Cam beating Essex. Final score was 46-16. It was also Corning beating Nishnabotna 58-12, and Lennox beat Villisca 66-26. I'll have lots more on high school football a little bit later on this morning with our Saturday morning scoreboard show at 7:40 here on KJAN. The Iowa Hawkeyes close out non-conference play at home against Central Michigan. The Chippewas are 1-1 and have not played since a loss to Michigan State 2 weeks ago. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz says their style of play is familiar to the Hawkeyes.
You know, they've only played 2 games, but I think we have an idea of what their personality is and who they are. So it's and then part of that, you know, Coach Enos played at Michigan State, coached at Michigan State. Coach Watts is there with him, who's an excellent coach, and you know, he was a longtime coach at Michigan State as well. So I think we have an idea of what they're going to do.
Central Michigan has run the ball well in 2 games, but quarterback Ryan Radcliffe is connecting on a little more than only 50% of his passes, and he has been picked off 3 times.
You know, if you look at him career-wise, he's a veteran guy. We would expect him to come back here and really play well. And I think last year he had 2,500 yards thrown in the conference and 19 touchdowns. He's had 10 300-yard-plus games as a starter. So he's certainly a good quarterback, and we've got a lot of respect for him.
The Hawkeyes are 2-1 overall. We'll have the Hawkeyes versus Central Michigan game here on KJAN this morning. An early start, 9 o'clock, our pregame show. Then first kickoff will be shortly after 11 o'clock here on KJAN. Major League Baseball, Darwin Barney spoiled Chris Carpenter's season debut for the Cardinals with a 2-run game-tying home run with 2 outs in the 9th inning. And David DeJesus hit a game-ending single in the 11th inning to help the Chicago Cubs beat the St. Louis Cardinals 5-4 on Friday. Alberto Cabrera struck out 2 in a perfect 11th inning to earn his first career victory. The Cardinals' Chris Carpenter allowed 2 runs over 5 innings and was in line for the win before Barney's late home run. The Cardinals entered Friday's game with a 2.5 game lead over the Milwaukee Brewers, but unfortunately for the Cardinals, the Brewers also won last night, which means that Cardinals' wild card lead is now down to 1.5 games. Also in Major League Baseball last night, as you heard, the Brewers did win as they beat the Washington Nationals 4-2. Other games from last night had Philadelphia beating Atlanta 6-2. It was the L.A. Dodgers over Cincinnati 3-1. The Mets beating Miami 7-3. Houston beat Pittsburgh 7-1. Arizona over Colorado 15-5. San Francisco beat San Diego 5-1. In the American League, the Yankees beat the A's 2-1 in 10 innings. Baltimore beat Boston 4-2. Tampa Bay beat Toronto 12-1. Kansas City over Cleveland 6-3. L.A. Angels beat the White Sox 6-2. And Seattle beat Texas 6-3. The NFL and its locked out officials met the last 2 days, but a person familiar with the negotiations tells the AP that sides remain far apart and no further talks are scheduled. The NFL Referees Association lead negotiator Michael Arnold acknowledges that his group reached out to the league last week and the NFL agreed to meet. He said there may be additional talks, but it is not appropriate to comment on specific issues. The NFL locked out the regular officials in June and has been using replacement referees as the season enters its 3rd full weekend. Jim Furyk has the lead after 2 rounds of the Tour Championship. He shot a 2nd round 6-under 64 on Friday to move 7-under for the tournament. Justin Rose is 1 shot back after a 2nd round 68. Bubba Watson and Bo Van Pelt share 3rd at -5. Tiger Woods is 6 strokes back and Phil Mickelson is 7 off the pace. And Jeff Gordon will start Sunday's NASCAR Sprint Cup race from the pole. He won the top spot with a speed of 134.911 miles per hour. Kyle Busch was in 2nd. He had a qualifying time of 134.753. That's a look at sports on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Brett Johnson reporting for KJAN Sports.